Take your Bibles this morning and turn with me, please, to the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, chapter 9. For the sake of time, I'm just going to read one verse here this morning, 2 Corinthians, chapter number 9. Kind of use it like a springboard in the message. I appreciate the Lord. Appreciate your presence today. And I believe the Lord has great things in store for His children. And I believe the Lord has great things in store for our church. And we just need to stay by the stuff and just watch and see what the Lord will do. I appreciate you so very much. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 15, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Let's pray. Father, thank You this morning for these that have gathered in the house of the Lord. Thank You, Lord, this morning for every family, and Lord, for every child and grandchild that's here today. Now, Lord, I'm asking You today to honor us with Your presence. Lord, we could have a whole bunch of people, but if we don't have Your presence, we don't have anything. God, I ask You this morning, Lord, that You'd make Your presence known, make it real, make it sweet, Lord, among the congregation this Lord's day. Lord, I pray as we gather around after a while, Lord, for a meal, I just pray, Lord, that, Lord, in the back of our heart, in the back of our mind, we could be looking for and longing for that day. Lord, when we'll gather around Your table, You'll gird Yourself once again. God, what a blessing, Lord, to think about it, the marriage supper of the Lamb. God, I pray today, Lord, for Brother Mitchell, and God, You lift him up, Lord, both in body and in spirit. Thank You, dear God, for the man of God in the years that he's been faithful to the work of Christ. I pray now, Father, You'd clothe us in our calling. Help us, Lord. God, will give You glory for all You do. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Before I get started preaching this morning, I'm just going to lay this out there because I'm bad to forget, especially after I get wrapped up in the message. Amen. After a while, we're going to be going over for the meal. And I know I could all been later, but I'm telling you, when I get my mind on Jesus, it may not come back for a while. And when we go over for the meal, a couple of things. Number one, I want our guest, if you're here today and you're a guest, we want you to go first. And then we want our elderly folks to go first. Amen. We want to let them go first. And Brother Randy, that means you. I know. I'm just kidding. I told Brother Rick Hall a while ago, Brother Randy, I figured out the secret of that black hair. It's pickle juice. He's been drinking pickle juice. He's preserved. Amen. Been in that formaldehyde. Amen. But let our elderly go first. But then this is what a major wanted to say. There are some gifts over there. Under the tree, that gift is for the children. On top of the piano, that gift is for the teenagers. If you can't make up your mind which one you are, that's fine. But choose one or the other, not both. Okay? All right? And then on the bench over there, over to the right of the Christmas tree, there's a couple of baskets with a gift for the adults. Okay? And so I just want to go ahead and say that now. I don't have to worry about it. Amen? Brother Brian, I got that over with. Amen? And now I can relax. Amen. And preach. Amen. Appreciate you being here. Hope everybody's staying. And if for some reason you can't stay, please let me know. We have a gift we'd like to give you before that you leave today. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 here in verse number 15. The Apostle Paul is coming out of a text where he's talking about us giving. He said, if we give sparingly, we'll reap sparingly. If we give bountifully, we'll reap bountifully. And he's coming out of that text, and it's a wonderful text. Anybody that loves God knows that the gospel is built around two things, giving and forgiving. Amen. God forgave us. Amen. I remember years ago, I preached the message, and how many remembers the text? It's more blessed to give than to receive. How many remembers that? Well, I preached the message entitled, "It is blessed to receive." You say, "Preacher, what do you mean by that?" You can't have a giver without a receiver. And we all got started receiving. Amen. When I came to Jesus that night, I didn't bring him anything. I came empty. He gave me everything. Amen. He gave me life, eternal. And so this morning, I want you to understand in the context, Paul gets right down to the bottom of line in the end of the chapter, and he just stops and says, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. I want you to think about something. I thought about this and Thanksgiving. We've just come out of that or through that. But every day ought to be Thanksgiving Day for the child of God. But we've come through a season of Thanksgiving. And here in the Bible, in one verse, you've got Thanksgiving right into Christmas. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. It brings you right on in. Amen. And I want to give you some things and magnify some truths this morning that I trust will be a blessing. I've looked the word up, unspeakable. It's used three times in our King James Bible. And all three times, it's a different Greek word. I didn't write down what the Greek words are. They're hard for me to pronounce. Amen? But there's a different meaning all three times. A little bit different. Just a tad bit different. But yet, it's important because every word of God is important. Amen? And so here in this first usage of the word, the Apostle Paul says, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. He's giving thanksgiving. And I'm going to look at four things if I can today. If I do, it'll be a miracle of God. But I want to look at these things as the Lord would lead. First, I see the response to God's unspeakable gift. It's a response of thanksgiving. When Paul thinks about what God has done for him, he wants to stop and thank the Lord. Amen. I want you to know today that, you know, if you these boxes up here, I believe this box might fit inside. It's close. No, it wouldn't quite fit inside. This box would definitely fit inside that box. And this box would definitely fit inside that box. How many's ever wrapped something like that before? How many's ever got some of those clever people in your house that can always figure out what their gift is? Amen. Have you ever taped a brick with duct tape to the bottom of a box and then, you know, put it inside of a box and inside of a box and inside of a box so that they open and then they open and then they open and they finally get to a little box about like that? I'll say this to you, men. You can never go wrong with diamonds. Say amen. You can never go wrong. Amen. At least I haven't ever went wrong. I promised my wife when we got married, rocks as big as diamonds. And so far it's been true everywhere we've lived. Amen. We've had rocks as big as diamonds. But listen, you say, preacher, why did you use that illustration? Because I want to give you some things this morning. First of all, the big thing here is just Jesus. Jesus is the unspeakable gift of God. And now when you go down inside of Jesus, that's where you find salvation. That's where you find a pardon for our sin. That's where you find forgiveness. That's where you find someone to fellowship with. Amen. I tell you, you can just keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going. But you need to understand that the gift of God to mankind was his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave. He started out giving. He's still giving. Amen. He's giving life to whosoever will let him come and drink of the water of life freely. I believe with all of my heart. Listen, that night I knew, Brother Napper, when God convicted me of my sin, I knew I needed Jesus.
But I tell you, I didn't understand what all was in that package. Oh, glory to God. When I knelt down that night, there was peace that passes all understanding. It was in this package deal. And when you get Jesus, you get peace. When you get Jesus, you get love. When you get Jesus, my friend, you get, my friend, the love of God shed abroad in your heart, given to us by the Holy Ghost. Amen. I tell you, that night when I knelt, I knew I was on my way to hell. I knew that I needed Jesus, but I had no idea that, hey, I was fixing to experience a sprinkling. The Lord was going to sprinkle, praise God, His blood in my soul and let me be forgiven of my sin. I was fixing not only to experience the blood, but I was fixing to experience the body of Christ. The Lord was going to put me in the greatest family that's ever been on the face of this earth. I tell you, I just thought I was going to get Jesus, but I got blood. I got the body. And thank God He was going to give me a book, Brother David, when my heart was troubled, that I could open and He would speak to me through that book and comfort me. He was going to give me the Holy Ghost to lead me and guide me. You say, preacher, you got all that when you got Jesus. I'm telling you, it's unspeakable. I'm telling you, it's indescribable. That's what that word means in this text. I'm telling you that I'm trying to tell you, but I can't tell you, because it's so wonderful what He's done for me. Thou shalt call His name Jesus. In that package, in that precious gift, the response, Paul says, when I think of Him, I have to say thank you. I may ask you this morning. How many wants to have a wonderful Christmas? You'll never have a wonderful Christmas till you learn to say thank you. You need to, my friend, bow before the Lamb of God and thank Him for His blood. Thank Him for our Bible. Thank Him for the body of Christ. Thank Him for the blessed hope. We're getting ready to get out of here. Amen. Go home and be with the Lord. The response is just a simple, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. I'll say this morning. Sometimes we're unthankful because we just don't think. We need to think, amen, about what He's done for us. How many's ever meditated on what the Lord has done for you? How many's ever meditated? Brother John, never thought about where you might be. He had to come along just in time and picked you up out of that muck and out of that mire. I tell you, there's people sitting here today that have beautiful families and wonderful families and wonderful children. But if it hadn't have been for the gift of God, none of that would have been so. None of it. Given, 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 given. He's just given over and over and over. And I think we ought to be thanking Him over and over and over. I'll say this to you. You say, preacher, I have a hard time being thankful. Let me encourage you to do a couple things. Number one, spend a little bit more time at the nursing home. Number two, take you a stroll about once a week through the third floor at Wilcox Hall. Down here at Holston Valley Hospital. Hey, man, why don't you just once a week just pull up at a cemetery somewhere and just wait on the people to come? They're coming. Say amen. They're coming. He said, preacher, I don't understand what you mean. I'm saying this, that if we would just think about where we are as to where we could be. Think about where we are, amen, as to where we deserve to be. Amen. I tell you, the happiest Christians are those that understand that we don't deserve this blood. We don't deserve to be in this body. We don't deserve this book. We don't deserve this blessed hope. We don't deserve what we're about to partake of after a while. Now, I will guarantee you this. There are people, I'm going to say it like this, in Kingsport, that would love to have what will be raked off in the trash cans after a while. God has been so good. Paul said, my response to that goodness is, thanks be to God. He says, when I got Jesus, look what else I got. Amen. It's indescribable. I believe that The Bible tells us over there in the book of 1 Peter, come here with me. And in this first use of the word unspeakable, it's an unspeakable gift. And it means not expounded in full, indescribable. Let me just stop and just say this for just a minute. How many's ever heard a Christian shout? How many's ever heard a child of God shout? How many knows what I'm talking about even? I mean to tell you, it can sound different ways, amen. But when it's of God, Brother Gale, it'll make a hair on the back of your neck stand up on it, amen. God spoke to my heart in the office this morning as I was getting ready to pray. You mean to tell you what shouting is? That somebody gets the full, they just can't say it. Say amen. That somebody gets the close, they just can't describe it, amen. So they just let out a war hoot, amen. Wow, glory! Amen. He said, preacher, I don't think anybody ought to do that. I think you ought to leave them alone and let God bless them one more time. Amen. I believe with all of my heart, my friend, what I'm describing to you this morning is indescribable. What I'm trying to say, I can never get the half of it told. What a Savior. What a Savior. Let the likes of Him. Here He is, sitting at the right hand of God the Father. One day He stood up. One day He laid off His royalty. Somebody searched through heaven. I'm not going to pick at you this morning, but how can you search through heaven when the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world? I'm telling you, they didn't have to look for a volunteer. I'm telling you, before God ever spoke the world into existence, our Lord knew there'd be a day He'd stand up. The Lord knew there'd be a day He would come down. Say amen. I'm telling you that here we have the Lord of eternity, of the infinite God. It's going to be coming and be born in an infant man. Why? So man, my friend, God that become man, my friend, could die for your sin and my sin. The Bible said He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. It's indescribable how one would so willing stand up. You say, preacher, why did you say He laid aside His royalty? Because we need to understand something. Listen to me carefully. He did not lay aside His deity. When He walked this earth, He was God of very God. And He was man of very man. You say, preacher, how can you tell that? Well, let me just ask you something. Can man of very man walk on water? No, but God of very God can. Can man of very man, can He, my friend, tell you what you're thinking even before you say it? No, but God of very God can. Amen. Can man of very man, in spite of the TV crowd, can they lay their hands on your eyes and cause you to see? No, but God of very God can. Can man of very man, my friend, can He take 5 loaves and 2 fishes and feed 5,000? No. But God of very God can. Say amen. I tell you, can man of very man help the woman at the well? Oh, no. But God, a very God can. I want you to understand this morning that when we see Him coming into the portals of time, He's God incarnate. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I tell you, He's more than a baby. He's God wrapped up in swaddling clothes. No wonder Paul says in his response, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Paul understood. Can man, a very man, cause a man on the Damascus Road to be knocked off of his high horse? Oh no, but God, a very God can. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, I believe with all of my heart that man, a very man, he can't look over and say today we'll be together in paradise. But God, a very God, He can say, son, today we'll be together in paradise. My friend, man, a very man, he cannot say I'm the way. Somebody ought to shoot me this morning if I'd stand up here and say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. But God, a very God, man, a very man can't say, I'm the true vine. But God, a very God can. Man, a very man, he can't say, I'm the bread of life. But God, a very God can. Man, a very man cannot say, I'm the water of life. But can I tell you, God, a very God can. Man, a very man cannot forgive us of our sin. But the God, a very God, he can and he will if we'll just receive him. You see, a gift is offered. God said, for God so loved the world that he gave. I'm going to tell you something right now. I've got some blessed children here. Cody, I love you, son. I mean that. But do you have any idea, Cody, if I got you something for Christmas and you wouldn't take it? Do you have any idea how that would hurt me? And you know, Cody, if you got me something for Christmas and I wouldn't take it, would that not hurt you? Let me bring it a little closer to Cody. What about if Cody got Boo something for Christmas? How many knows who Boo is? Okay. That's my baby Boo. Her name's Elizabeth, but she's Boo to us. Amen? Could you imagine Boo saying no? Well, let me ask you something. Our gifts are for time, Brother Wade. Our gifts cost money. Sometimes they don't cost money. They just cost some thought and some time. Sometimes those are the best gifts. Say amen. But you understand that God's gift cost him his son. And that this gift cost his son his life. Do you understand that this gift is offered to everyone? Some people don't believe that. That's all right. Everybody has a right to be wrong. But this gift is offered to all mankind, amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But I tell you this morning, though God offers the gift, there are those that will not receive the gift that God has to offer. I'll tell you something right now. When you receive that gift, you know who you're going to get living inside of you? God, a very God. The Lord Jesus, through the Holy Ghost, will take up his abode in your heart and in your life. And my friend, it doesn't just stop with Jesus. I'll say this to you this morning. Let me just stop and be real plain. Plain English, my daddy said, is easily understood. If you think you got Jesus and you don't have any peace, you might order, check it out. Something's wrong. If you think you have Jesus and you don't have any love, you might ought to check it out. Something's wrong. If you think you have Jesus and you, my friend, have no regard for the Word of God, you might ought to check it out. Something's wrong. Because when you get Jesus, the Bible said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. You know what I say at Bible Way? My friend, let's have some life about us. Amen. Let's not be guilty. Amen. My friend, of showing up at 11 o'clock sharp and leaving at 12 o'clock dull. Amen. Let's have some life about us. But Jesus said the thief comes to steal and to steal and to, my friend, and to destroy. But I tell you, he said, I'm come that they might have life, that they might have it more. But there's not a person in the world that ought to enjoy life better than the Christian that has received the gift of God. We ought to be thrilled just to be alive, just to be a little part of the family of God. If you say that you have Jesus this morning, you don't have peace, there's a problem. Because you cannot get Jesus without getting the old package, what's down in there. My friend, listen this morning. He said, preacher, I trusted the Lord and I still love my sin. I'm going to tell you something right now. There's a problem. The Bible teaches no such thing. Amen. The Bible teaches if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. We're not perfect, but thank God old things are passed away and all things become new when we get saved by the grace of God. Sometime, Brother Napper, when you come back, I want you to just give your testimony, brother. I just want you to tell them where God found you, how He found you, what He did for you. About this precious woman that waited on Him for about 5 years while He was wallering, amen, out there in this world. I tell you, we all have a story of grace that have been saved by the grace of God. All of us do. My friend, this morning, if God, a very God, lives in you, you know it. You know it. He changes us, doesn't He? We're not perfect, but I tell you what we are. We're forgiven, and we're a new creature in Christ Jesus when we get saved by the grace of God. I don't know about you this morning, but I think it's no wonder. How many believe Paul knew him pretty well? No wonder, Brother David, when he thinks of the gift of God, the first thing comes out of his mouth, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. What do you mean, preacher? How many believe Paul did a pretty good job telling us about Jesus? But you know what that word unspeakable means? Not expounded in full. You could get over there right now, Brother Napper, and pull inside alongside the Apostle Paul, and you'd say, Paul, you tried, but you didn't get it done. Folks at Bible Way say, Pastor, you tried. You pecked at it. You tried to tell us, but you didn't get it done. We cannot expound in full the gift of Almighty God. The Bible said, listen to me carefully, and I'm done. For the wages of sin is, but the gift of God is through. You see, when you get Jesus, you get eternal life. Amen. Anybody that thinks they have eternal life, but they don't know that they have Jesus, that's impossible. Religion cannot produce eternal life. Turning over a new leaf cannot produce eternal life. But I tell you, being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed, the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. When we put our trust in Jesus and Jesus alone, then we can have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The response to God's unspeakable gift, not expounded in full, and it's indescribable. I'd like to tell you about Him. Brother Joe, that CD that you gave me to listen to, that dear brother tried to tell us about Him, didn't he? But you know, he didn't get it told. I believe when we get over yonder, I believe we'll be like the Queen of Sheba when she showed up to see Solomon. I believe we'll say, the half was not told me. Brother Brian, Brother Billy Mitchell, as great a preacher as he is, and he is a wonderful man of God. But I tell you what, he'd be the first to tell you. I can't even hardly get started telling you what this gift is all about. Amen. My grandfather used to say something like this, whole lot better felt than it is told. How many knows what I just said? Amen. Sometimes you just can't even say a word. You can't utter anything. But I tell you what, we need to make sure. The first response is, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. You know, if we're not careful, we'll fail to thank God for salvation. We'll fail to thank God for the church. We'll fail to thank God for the Bible. We'll fail to thank God for the Holy Spirit that'll never leave us nor forsake us. We'll fail to thank God for our spouse. I'd say amen. We'll fail to thank God for our children. We'll fail to thank God for our country. That ought to hit us hard right now. Somebody say amen. If you're like me, you're grappling pretty good in your spirit when you see what's going on in this country. But we still ought to thank God that we live in America. There's the hope of the gospel that could turn it around in a heartbeat. God could send revival. God could grant repentance. But if He don't, we're sunk. Amen. But we need to just stay with the remnant and keep on keeping on. Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. I had some unusual children. They're all except for Jeremy here today. My three girls is here today. I guess Jeremy was afraid to show up today among them three girls. He never did stand much of a chance. Amen. Except one time he tied Elizabeth to a tree. Ain't that right? Charity to the tree. Yeah, you and him went to the woods. Yeah, tied Charity to the tree. So she couldn't, he was responsible to watch her. Everybody needs a brother like that, don't they? Amen. Tied her to the tree and setting through pebbles at her. And she couldn't defend herself. I'm telling you, it's the grace of God. I still got four youngins. Amen. But when those youngins were coming up, we didn't say a whole lot about Santa Claus at our house. And I'm not going to go into that here. That's every mom and dad's responsibility. But the presents said who they were from. And them youngins, it never ceased to amaze me. I had to give God the glory. If they opened a pack of socks, they would come and hug their mom and come and hug dad and say thank you for them socks. Amen. And I tell you, that means something. I believe somebody this morning ought to come and say thank you. Not for the socks, but if you can't thank Him for the socks, how in the world are you ever going to thank Him for salvation? Amen. Somebody this morning maybe realizes, I thought I had Jesus. But I don't have any love. I don't have any peace. I don't have any joy. Let me tell you something right now. When you get Jesus, you'll get peace. You'll get love. And you'll get joy. You'll get forgiveness. Matter of fact, the Bible said you'll get joy. What's that next word? Unspeakable. And full of glory. Amen. Amen. Brother Adrian Rogers sent me an email this morning. He's in heaven. You say, how did he do that? I don't know, but he did. He had a friend that was pretty well off. And he was talking to his friend, and he said to the friend, he said, sir, I want to ask you a question. The friend said, well, he said, you know, I've got a nice house here, and it's paid for. He said, I've got a wonderful wife inside, and she loves me, and I love her. And I'm in the middle of my retirement years, and everything's going real well. Adrian said, I want to ask you a question. He said, go ahead. He said, oh, no, don't take this lightly. He said, I really want to ask you a question. He said, go ahead. He said, sir, you've told me all that you have. Do you have peace? And the man looked at him, and he said, well, I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. He said, sir, you did not answer the question. He said, my question is, do you have peace? They said the man's bottom jaw and lip began to quiver up and down. Tears began to roll out of the corner of his eye. And he said, no, sir, I don't have peace. How did you know? And Adrian looked at him and said, because the Bible said, there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. You see, without the gift of God, we can't get past our wickedness. We can't get past our sin. But when we receive Jesus, thank God we get a bath. He bathes us in His precious blood. He washes us and makes us new. He gives us peace and joy and love, the fruit of a relationship with Him. Amen. Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. Would you say that with me? Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. You can't describe it. We try Sunday after Sunday, but you just can't get it told. One day, we'll step off in His presence. No wonder the songwriter said, won't it be wonderful there? Yeah. Having no burdens to bear, gloriously singing with heart bells all ringing, won't it be wonderful there? Let's pray. Father, thank You this morning for the gift of God.
Thank you this morning, Lord, that when we were unlovable, you loved us. When we were unreachable, you reached us. When our sin was indescribable, you loved us. God, I pray this morning that you'd take these words and may they find a lodging place in the hearts and lives of the folks that are gathered here today. Lord, I tell you, for 6.5 years, all I had was a counterfeit. It just wasn't real. In my pride, I tried to stay by it and stay with it. But God, I didn't have any peace. All I knew about love was how I loved myself. I didn't have any joy. Oh, thanks be to God for that night, Lord. That night in February in 1987. When you helped me, Lord, to come to the end of myself and realize all that I was a hell-deserving sinner. Lord, you didn't leave me there. You drew me to your precious side. God, I pray today, there's someone here, Lord, they may have something in their lips and on their lips that they know nothing about in their heart. The gift is offered today, Lord. May someone today receive the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.